Blind Cool Tech, number 21, June 19th, 2005. Let's mow the lawn. Now, you may think I'm nuts, and there was a discussion about this on Blind Handyman, about which is an ACB radio podcast, about, you know, blind people mowing their lawn. I quite frankly enjoy it, though. And I have the kind of yard that you can do it in. I think I mentioned once before, I live on a hill. So there's flat places in my yard and hilly places. And it makes it easy to be able to tell, you know, what part you're in if you lose your orientation. So I just want to tell you a little bit about how I do it. And I start out a lot of times by weed eating. I have an electric weed eater, a rechargeable one. So I just, I'm going to start out here next to the garage. And I recommend this electric ones, some of these rechargeable ones. You don't have to pull with the cord. You just put it on the charger and I've also used just trimmers for around the edges, and sometimes I'll start with the mowing first, but today we're going to do the trimming first. Plastic guard on it, and I use it to get next to the house. I can feel all the stuff flying off into my legs as we're moving this. There's a puppy there. Let's see what that is. Oh, piece of a tree starting to grow. This thing too, because it's easy to lose your chew up your line in these fences. This is the gate. I'm gonna just get in behind it here. To the backyard and trim next to the sidewalk. These trimmers can be kind of tricky to learn how to use at first, too. You can chew up the ground pretty easy with them. There's an angle you can put them on. This thing in parts of my front yard, because there's a hill right above the retaining. all it makes it a little hard to get to. But as far as the mowing goes, it's pretty easy actually, especially if you let your grass only mow like every other week. So it's tall enough that as I'm mowing, I can put a hand down there and make sure I'm not leaving a little strip in between rows. I have one person tell me they like to do it barefoot, but there is no way. Don't even think about that. That's just plain stupid. Since we're back here by the where we keep the lawnmower, we'll go ahead and finish this trimming later. Some ways I like to do it first because usually when I'm through mowing, I'm too darn tired to do a very good job at trimming. I know that's not the way you should do it, but I keep my mower stored under. There's a addition on my house and there's a room under it, like a large shed, and I keep my lawnmower in here. And the way my yard's laid out, it's not easy to get from the front to the back, so what I'll do is start on the side and then do the front and then come around and get back. Let me shut this door. I have to keep that door shut because I keep my composting worms in there, and I found that Jake likes to eat that. So the first thing you want to do when you mow, check your gas and your oil. I haven't found, do need gas, a very effective way to check the oil, so I usually I'll get my daughter or friend to check it before I get started or after and just assume it'll be good for the next time around. One thing too, when you put gas in, you want to be careful not to spill it, because when you start the mower, of course, there's a spark plug there. If there's gas sitting on the mower, it could catch on fire quite easily. Well, I just spilt a little, but it's on the ground. And we won't podcast the entire mowing. But basically, the way it works is you just have to go in grids, put the gas can up. And, you know, if you have small areas, get those first, and you really kind of have to do it opposite of the way a sighted person would. A sighted person normally will get the longest stretch, you know, on each forward and backward motion, and it seems to work better for us to get the shorter stretches. So, like in this area I have on the side of the house, in between the garage and the retaining wall over to the next yard, it's probably about 6 or 8 feet wide, and then it's all the way from the back of the house to the front of the house. And I just go the long ways at first because there's no room to maneuver, but once I get past the garage in the front of the house, then I'll switch over to Crossways. Going back out this gate. There's a step down here. Alright, let me shut this gate. And I'm going to prime the mower by pressing the little rubber thing about 4 or 5 times. Alright, should start right up.
Bye.